Imagine a world where butterfly wings in Brazil truly can trigger tornadoes in Texas. This isn't fantasy. It's the reality of complex systems that J. Doyne Farmer has spent his life decoding. Once a physicist who built the world's first wearable computer to beat roulette in Las Vegas casinos, Farmer has pioneered a revolutionary approach to economics that views markets not as rational, predictable machines, but as living ecosystems. When COVID-19 hit in 2020, traditional economic models failed spectacularly. But Farmer's team at Oxford built a simulation that predicted the UK's GDP contraction with astonishing accuracy, 21.5% versus the actual 22.1%. Why? Because they recognized what mainstream economics misses. Our economy isn't a clockwork mechanism, but a complex adaptive system where patterns emerge from countless interactions. The revelation came to Farmer in 1977 when he witnessed a demonstration of Edward Lorenz's mathematical model, a beautiful butterfly-like pattern that never repeated exactly despite following deterministic equations. This insight explained why predicting seemingly simple systems like roulette proved so difficult. Tiny differences in initial conditions become dramatically amplified. This is chaos theory's essence: sensitive dependence on initial conditions and endogenous motion. Systems that never settle into steady states despite no external forces acting upon them. Consider business cycles, those mysterious oscillations between boom and bust. What if these aren't caused by external shocks but emerge naturally from internal dynamics? Farmer demonstrated this through an elegant model where households simply copy their most successful neighbors' savings rates. At a critical threshold, the economy spontaneously begins oscillating between growth and recession while simultaneously splitting the population into distinct rich and poor groups, eerily reminiscent of real-world wealth inequality. Consider your laptop's origins. Its materials came from multiple continents, processed through specialized industries, forming not a chain, but a complex network, the metabolism of civilization. Like biological systems transform chemicals into energy, economic networks transform resources and labor into goods and services. Our economy functions as a superorganism, with its metabolism distributed across billions of specialists. Industries have trophic levels, similar to natural food chains, with households at level zero, an industry's trophic level measures its supply chain depth. Manufacturing typically has higher trophic levels than services, with Chinese industries generally having higher levels than American ones due to greater manufacturing focus and lower labor costs. Innovations cascade through supply chains, with improvements multiplying as they move upward. Industries with higher trophic levels improve faster, since 65% of supplier innovations drive improvements. Analysis across 35 industries in 40 countries confirmed this. Trophic levels in 1995 predicted product improvements and GDP growth through 2009. When the 2008 financial crisis devastated economies worldwide, traditional models failed catastrophically. Farmer's team responded by creating a detailed simulation of the Washington, D.C. housing market that tracked actual market behavior across 9 features. Their model showed lending policy changes had a much greater impact on the housing bubble than interest rates. Today, at least 7 major central banks use similar agent-based simulations to monitor housing markets. These simulations are powerful because they add dynamic tissue to the structural skeleton of network models, capturing component interactions over time. Non-linearity makes the whole different from the sum of its parts. Baseball outfielders don't calculate trajectories with equations. They use a simple rule: maintain a consistent visual angle between your body and the ball while running. This elegant heuristic works without complex calculations. People rarely solve everyday problems through mathematics. Instead, we use heuristics, simple but powerful mental shortcuts for quick judgments under uncertainty. These simple rules often outperform complex models in changing environments. Human decision-making combines multiple cognitive tools: as seen when chess masters blend strategic rules with tactical planning and pattern recognition. Financial markets function like natural ecosystems, with trading strategies competing and evolving like biological species. When founding Prediction Company in 1991, Farmer observed distinct tribes of traders, specialists far from the perfectly rational agents of economic theory. Strategies can have predator-prey relationships, competitive relationships diminishing returns, or mutualistic relationships enhancing profits. Using ecological dynamics equations, Farmer demonstrated how strategy wealth can oscillate indefinitely rather than reaching equilibrium. Market inefficiencies don't disappear, they evolve. Testing trading signals on 23 years of data, Farmer's team found inefficiencies persisting for decades. One convergent signal declined in profitability but remained strong, while another, based on analyst estimates, actually grew more profitable over 15 years, contradicting efficient market theory. Market ecology provides regulators a framework for monitoring financial stability. Similar to environmental impact statements, financial assessments could prevent disruptions. History shows the consequences of introducing new financial species. Portfolio insurance fueled the 1987 crash, while mortgage-backed securities triggered the 2008 crisis. Climate change requires transforming the global economy within 20 years to limit warming to 1.5°C. While challenging, complexity economics reveals patterns offering hope. Technological progress follows predictable trajectories, even when specific innovations don't. Moore's law accurately predicted integrated circuit component density doubling every 2 years for over 5 decades. Wright's law observed airplane production costs dropped about 20% each time cumulative production doubled, a relationship found across many technologies. Applying these forecasting methods to green energy revealed something remarkable. While fossil fuel prices remained volatile but relatively stable over 140 years, renewable energy costs have dropped exponentially at roughly 10% annually. Solar photovoltaics, wind, and batteries have experienced both exponentially decreasing costs and increasing deployment, unprecedented in energy technology. Most economic models have underestimated renewable deployment and overestimated costs. Farmer's team found projections predicted solar costs would fall 2.6% annually between 2010-2020, when actual costs fell 15% annually. Their analysis shows a fast transition scenario, maintaining current renewable growth rates for a decade would save approximately $12 trillion compared to a no transition scenario. If the real economy is civilization's metabolism and the financial system its gut brain, scientific models form our nascent cerebral cortex. These models augment our collective cognitive abilities as we face existential threats. The ROI for developing comprehensive agent-based economic models is extraordinary. With global GDP at $80 trillion and the 2008 financial crisis costing $10 trillion, even a $100 million investment in preventative models offers tremendous value, equally applicable to climate transition challenges. Eventually, we will create detailed agent-based models of the global economy coupled with Earth's environmental and sociological systems. We already have the capability to build full-scale complexity economics models to guide us toward prosperity, environmental health, and human thriving. Creating a sustainable economy remains civilization's greatest challenge. While some argue growth must stop to achieve sustainability, complexity economics suggests we can achieve both simultaneously. The green energy transition proves this. Renewable energy will soon be both cheaper and cleaner than fossil fuels. The choice is ours. Will we embrace complexity tools to navigate our chaotic but comprehensible world? Our future depends on recognizing that chaos contains not just unpredictability, but potential for deeper understanding and more effective action.